With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In-N-Out Burger says it will close its first location in the company's 75-year history. Due to lax crime policies in California, it's led to a wave of car break-ins, property damage, theft, and robberies affecting both customers and employees at the only restaurant the company has in Oakland, California. Customer Vince Clagg.
I think it's reasonable that they're closing because crime does impact their business. There are a lot of people that don't come here for lunch because of the crime, the break-ins of the cars, the car thieves, the robberies.
The restaurant slated for closure is in a busy business corridor that attracts travelers headed to the airport and baseball fans who attend A's games at the Coliseum. Correspondent Mike Corder explains a ruling on Friday by the U.N.'s top court involving allegations that Israel's involved in genocide in Gaza.
The International Court of Justice, the United Nations' highest court, has today ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent and punish possible acts of genocide taking place during its offensive in Gaza.
Meanwhile, political observer Pete Domenech says he sees no reason that case should have been brought.
This stuff is laughable, and it's just I'm so tired of it. It's something that crops up here, you know, every time that Israel actually acts in its own defense, and even when they're not acting in their own defense. It's something that these crazy folks return to time and time again.
Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats are likely to lose ground with voters because the party's turning away from supporting Israel.
Voters across the country are going to be moved against what they see as the growing tide of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism in the Democratic Party. And Joe Biden's apparent unwillingness to stand up and refute those wings of his party.
And this is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating with young Americans.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, human rights should begin in the womb. And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians living in India are bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built right on the ruins of an historic mosque in the city of Ayodhya. That event designed to galvanize Hindu voters, and many fear that could lead to more acts of religious violence against the country's religious minorities. This is SRN News. What would you name a snowplow?
Every year, thousands of Minnesotans vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roads. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlowface, Scoop Dog, and Hans Snowlow. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is expected to announce winners of its 2023-2024 Name a Snowplow contest next week. Minnesota will add 8 selections to more than 36 names already gracing trucks. The state began naming its 800 plows in 2020. The contest's popularity has prompted states and cities across the country to hold similar contests and name snow plows. Keith Peters reporting.
The Navy is starting to enlist individuals who did not graduate from high school or get a GED. It marks the second time in about a year the service has opened the door to lower-performing recruits as it struggles to meet its enlistment goals. More of these stories at srnnews.com.